Well, we start a new section in men's fraternity called Winning at Work and Home. And so, welcome back. The title of this session is A Man and His Mirrors. And if you can think back to the time when Snow White was making life interesting for that witch, that queen witch, and it was mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all? And the answer kept coming back, Snow White, instead of what she wanted to hear. We look at these two mirrors that every man looks into, and one is a mirror that is saying what he wants it to say, and then there's the other mirror that's telling him the truth about himself. And so let's start again thinking about a brief orientation on what this will look like as we head into winning at work and home. What it's going to take to succeed in this journey together is you need to be willing to go the distance. Some guys start out well, but they don't finish well. And so what would you rather have? A rocky start, which could be the case for each of us as we start to take a inner look at ourselves, and a great finish, or starting off gangbusters, but then not finishing well. So my encouragement to you is to go the distance. And then secondly, it would be important for you to be in a small group. And that could be a group that's a part of our discussion here, or a group of guys that you've set aside some time each week to talk to, but men that are going to speak truth into your life. So you need that kind of input. It's not just listening to this. It's not just having information come your way, but a sounding board back and forth that people are going to point you and pull you in the right directions. And then you need to keep up. Keep up with what we're going to be talking about each week, because everything builds upon itself. So if you aren't able to make it to a men's fraternity get-together, at least you can listen to these podcasts and that would help you. And then you need to apply yourself for maximum impact. That's in anything, you know that. Sports, music, your job, anything, you need to apply yourself. So here's some disclaimers for you. There are no prerequisites. We're starting off fresh again here. I mean, if you want to listen to the previous things on men's fraternity, you can get on this in sermon audio or a podcast, but there's no prerequisites to what we'll be talking about here. And there's no pressure. This is up to you. If you want to do it, I'm not going to keep bugging you every week. You're a man. And part of a man is being willing to step up and do the job. So there's no pressure. And we won't be taking any offering. This is just a gift from our church family, because we're sold on helping and pouring into lives. We know that ultimately God is calling us to that, and so that's where we're at. And there's going to not be any church solicitation. Of course, I'd want you to come to our church, but if you don't live in this area, then that isn't practical. But find a Bible-believing church that will focus your attention on Christ and what he can do in a life. And then there's no being beat down. You don't need it. It doesn't help you. I want to encourage you as we take these steps together. And our goal, point number three, our goal is to liberate us so that we live better. So think about that. You want to be freed so that you can live better. Now, how this men's fraternity course fits with other men's fraternity journeys, well, the name of the first one is called The Quest for Authentic Manhood. The second one is Winning at Work and Home, and later there'll be The Great Adventure. We're working on Winning at Work and Home. And in The Quest for Authentic Manhood, the focus is a man's core identity. In Winning at Work and Home, it's a man's chief responsibilities. And then in A Great Adventure, it's a man's chosen destiny. Now, what are the chief elements in that first one, The Quest for Authentic Manhood? Well, we look at a man's wounds. We've done that already. And where we've been hurt, those things that have scarred us. And then a definition of manhood. And then an overview of primary manhood issues. But in this section that we're going to be working on for the next few weeks, Winning at Work and Home, It's how a man successfully relates to a woman and how a man rightly engages his work. And then third, in the great adventure, it's rediscovering the adventure in life. It's understanding my unique design. It's developing a satisfying life focus. Then we come to the passion. What is the passion for the quest for authentic manhood? Well, it's seizing your manhood. Instead of denying it, seizing it. And then under winning at work and home, it's establishing your manhood. And then under the great adventure, it's maximizing your manhood. Now, what are the promises to every man who completes this journey? Well, first of all, A, you will gain new insights and understanding about yourself, your wife or girlfriend, your children, and your work. B, you will make new friendships and deepen old ones through your small group. C, you'll receive a lifetime game plan for raising healthy sons and daughters, or helping with grandsons and granddaughters. And then D, you will have the opportunity to craft 10 key moves for becoming more competent and satisfied with your life at work and at home that you can apply after our time together is over. And on the back of your notes, you'll see that there's a place for those 10 key moves. You have a working draft, these 10 key moves to make at home or at work that will take me to the next level of competency and satisfaction. And then E, you'll understand life's paradox principle and have opportunities to practice it. The paradox principle. Webster defines the paradox as a seemingly absurd but possibly true statement. Now, before Donald Trump had become president, he was asked on anything in the world that he wished he had. And he owned the fact that he would have had hoped for a better marriage. And when he was asked about this by Good Housekeeping magazine, it says that speaking further on the issue of wedded bliss, Trump revealed that one of his ex-wives believed marriage takes work. His reaction to this claim was classically Donald. That's the most ridiculous thing. I work all day long, well into the evening. I don't want to come home and work at a marriage. Now think about that. This is a very successful man, but he wasn't willing to put in the work. And so we come to this paradox principle that he didn't get. But let's look at how this is explained through the cross. And so you have before you, and if you don't, you could write a picture of the cross. And to the right, you put the word awareness. And so the question is, do I get it? Do I get it? And underneath there, next to B and A, not nearly enough. Not nearly enough. I don't get it. Then at the bottom of the cross, we see the word vision. And the question is, can I see it? Can I see it? And the truth of the matter is, not without humility. Not without humility. And so, awareness, do I get it? And then, not nearly enough. And then, vision, can I see it? Not without humility. And then we move over to the left of the cross. So we're making our way. Awareness would be under the 3 o'clock if we were making it a clock. Vision would be at 6 o'clock. Strategy would be at 9 o'clock. And then it's, do I know what to do? And then, not without learning. Not without learning. And then lastly, at the top, 12 o'clock, execution. Will I get it done? And the thing about that is, not without dying some to self. And so back to the right there, under the word awareness, we could put at the bottom, deny self. At the bottom of the cross, the 6 o'clock, under vision, take up your cross daily. And then at the 9 o'clock spot, under strategy, follow me. And then under execution, whoever loves his life will save it. And so this all comes back to the verse in Luke chapter 9, verses 23 and 24. Listen to this. And he said to all, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever saves his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. And so that's the paradox principle. That's the thing that doesn't make any sense. What you're saying is, I'm supposed to die to live? And it's like, I'm not saying that to you. Christ is calling you to that. That's the paradox principle. You die a little, you live a lot. So if you think about that, in so many aspects of our life, this is true. Let's say there was a time where you were not getting good grades and you had somebody come alongside you and they go, okay, I want to help you with this. And so we're going to take the time to do the homework. And because we take the time to do the homework, then you will have some success. Well, what you did before was this. Yeah, but I want to go outside and play with my friends, or I want to play video games, or I want to just mess around with a hobby. Okay, you can do that. But later, there'll be a load of regret. And so what you have to do is, when the homework assignment needs to get done, you would have to die to yourself, because like, I want to go play. I want to go do this thing that gives me pleasure, but I'm saying no to that. So I'm dying to myself so that I can maximize this later. And so you die a little, you live a lot. And so when you think back to that movie, Gladiator, where questions were asked, how do you win these battles and things along that line? Strength and honor. Strength and honor. And I'm saying to you, as you listen to this today, die to live. So we see that in a symbol there of the cross. We see that in everyday life with the example I gave you. We see that in spiritual life in the verse that I read, and we see that in the statement, die to live. Here's some questions for your group or you as an individual. Get together. Number one, make sure that everybody in your group is introduced. Number two, which one of the 5 promises made in this session was most exciting to you and why? Number three, react to today's presentation of the paradox principle. How have you seen this work in your own life? What happened when you ignored this principle and tried a different way? And then, what personal expectations do you have as you think about going into this year's studies in winning at work and home?